It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're going to pick up reading Genesis chapter 30, verse 27, and we'll begin reading there. And so please that you would open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 30, the 27th verse, and in a few moments we'll begin to read there. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And we have been temporarily, the website is down, and so please that you continue to try to look at the site, and because it's going to be up and running here very soon once again. So I appreciate your prayers and your help on that. And then again, we'll begin reading now at Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, and it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything, if thou wilt do this thing for me. I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, all the brown cattle among the sheep, and spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them unto the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of hazel and chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had pilled before the flocks in the gutters of the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring-strakes, and all the brown in the flock of Laban, and he put his own flock by themselves, and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feeble were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and manservants, and camels, and asses. Let's begin now with prayer. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. I ask that you will show us your truth and make it ever so clear to us, Lord, please. Ever so clear that we'll know your way and will for our lives, and let us learn, and as we should, every time we open your precious book. It's a wonderful message that we have here, and I ask, Father, that you will guide and lead us, that we can know more about you because of the study today. First of all, in order to come to know you, we must be born again. We must be saved. The only way that that can happen is your word, as it's proclaimed, will touch the heart of every person that's lost. Your word will touch their heart. And by the touching of their heart, it will expose them, show them their sin, the shape they're in, as sinful and lost, and that they need a Savior. And also, not only does the Word and by the Spirit show us that we're lost, but it also shows us the way of salvation, and that's through Jesus Christ and Him alone. And so please, Lord, that you will touch every heart today, that they'll come to know you as their Savior. And then, Father, for those that have been saved, have been born again, please, Lord, that you will open our eyes and strengthen us and grow us in a mighty way, Lord, please, that we may know your way and will for our lives and grow closer to you. Now, please, guide and lead us as we study this word today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin with this 27th verse. And in starting there, why we have quite a bit before us that we need to just take a quick look at, and that is the birth of 11 sons. The 12th son is yet to come. We have 11 sons, and we have one daughter. Dinah is her name up in verse 21. And these 11 sons that we have acquired here is quite a wonderful family. And we find that Jacob, with this family, recognizes, I believe by the direction and the will of God, that it's time to go home. And so he's no longer going to stay here in this foreign land. You know, God has given us this the local church. It's a wonderful place, and I call it a place of refuge. And we come here on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday afternoon. We come to hear the Word of God taught. We come to study God's Word, and we come to fellowship with other believers and to have that place of refuge. Well, Jacob here is not in a place of refuge. He is in a foreign land. He's been here for a long time. He has acquired his two wives, their two handmaidens, 11 sons, and one daughter. And that's what's recorded. We're not sure if there's more. We know that that was recorded. And he chooses it's time to go. And so when he begins now, and it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away, that I may go unto mine own place and to my country. You see, this wasn't home to Jacob, even though he'd been here so many years. Give me my wives and my children, for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service, which I have done thee. So it's time for him to go back home, go back to the promised land, back to the land of Canaan, and that's the land that he wishes to return. And as we look now at this scripture verse, why, and he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. Now that was a statement that Laban made, appoint me thy wages. You know, you've worked for me for several years, and yes, I have given you a roof over your head, given you food to eat, and you have also given me your two daughters, and I've received their handmaidens, and all this has come. But Laban here understands that because of the presence of Jacob, that he has been blessed. He has noticed that since Jacob has come into his country and his land and been a part of his family, that he has really, really gained in numbers. And we know down here in the 30th verse, it says, and Laban said unto him, I pray thee, this is verse 27, If I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. This land, this world, we talked about this a little bit last time we were together, has been blessed because of the true believers. Now, there are many folks today that do not confess Jesus Christ as their Savior. They say they believe in God, they believe in Jesus, they say all these things, but there's another gospel. And when I say another gospel, I say that they are looking at a different means for salvation. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must come by faith to Him for salvation. It is a free gift that God gives us through His Son, the Lord Jesus. We need to accept that free gift, trust in it by faith. He will come, the Holy Spirit will come and dwell in my heart. When He comes to dwell in my heart, then I am truly saved. I'm not only saved, I am saved that very time, but I am also saved eternally. Now, today, many folks teach that for salvation, you have to do just what I've said, plus works, plus baptism, plus. They just keep adding things to it. Now, very simply, that's another gospel. And we are not to have another gospel. We are to trust in Jesus Christ as our Savior, period. That is salvation. He will save you. He will keep you eternally. Now, we have here, when we have those true believers among us, I believe that God has blessed this nation that we live in because of the true believers, not those that have added to another gospel. They're of no advantage, and there are many. There are multitudes. There are millions of people and thousands of churches that have changed the gospel. They're not a blessing to this nation. They are a curse to this nation. Those that have stayed true to the faith, have come by faith to Jesus Christ, true to the gospel and not changed the gospel, that is the very reason why that God has not brought judgment to this land in any stronger fashion than what has come upon us. It's because of the Christian. Laban recognized that because of this man named Jacob, he had received the blessings of his God. Now, most people in this country are trying to get God out of everything. You never can mention the name Jesus. It's not a part of false religions. They can come in. They can have their teaching. But we cannot teach the truth in schools, in communities. You can't have a nativity scene in a public place anymore. You can't mention the name of God. It is a terrible, terrible thing that's happening in this nation today. And this nation and the leaders of this nation and the judges of this land are too foolish to recognize that the very existence of this land is in God's hands. And when the time comes that He chooses, because there are so few believers, true believers, judgment will come. It can be blessings or it can be cursings. Which would you prefer to have? Let's turn to the true God. Let's trust in His gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and by faith to Him and Him alone. That way we will not have to face the judgment of our God. And that judgment will come. Laban, he was just barely getting by until Jacob showed up. And he said, and Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes. Now Laban had tricked him twice there, or once at least. And if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. There was a time that the folks in this land knew that. That when you walk after the true God, the land and the people will be blessed because of it. But they don't learn it. They have lost sight of that. And that's gone today. And it's a sad day that has taken place. And there will be a time of judgment come upon this land because of it. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he was asking Jacob, he said, you know, tell me what you want to make, and I'll pay it. I want you to stay. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me. For it was little which thou hadst before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when I shall provide for mine own house also, isn't it time that I provide for my own? All these years I have served thee. Now it's time that I supply, I provide for mine own. And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything if thou wilt do this thing for me. I will feed, I will again feed and keep thy flock. Follow the directions here that Jacob is setting up. I will feed thy flock. Don't just hand me something. Here's what we're going to do. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So I'm going to take, and there's a lot of question as far as which is better to have. You know, you think of a purebred, why, it is a full line complete. Well, with the speckled and the spots and all those things, we think of that to be a mixture, and so we think of that to be something less desirable than the pure line that's there. And so for Jacob to say, I will take of that is less important, and you keep the purebreds, and so shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, verse 33, when I shall come for my hire before thy face, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. If I take anything other than the spotted and the speckled, I've stolen them. You see, it's going to be very easy, instead of just saying, hey, this flock here and this herd here, they're mine. And so all of a sudden when Jacob begins to leave, and we find that there is... Laban would say, wait a minute, those aren't all yours. You know, I can't believe that you have multiplied your herd many times over mine. Well, if they take the spotted and leave the plain, the pure, so to speak, it's clear that Jacob is only taking what's rightfully his. And that's what we have here. He says, I'll take the spotted. I'll take those. Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. Laban agreed. You go into my stock. He knew how many speckled and spotted and striped and everything else that he had out there. He said, you go ahead and pull those away. And then we will, that'll be your hire. Well, it was a period of time that has lapsed here. So he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-straked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. Okay, the division's made here. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob. And Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. Now, it's already been divided, hasn't it? Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and the speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. That was up in verse 32. So now we have this division, and he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and pilled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And so he's taken these limbs, these sticks, and it has a dark bark on the outside, but the white is wood on the inside. And so he took these sticks, these limbs, and he has pulled strips of the bark, of the dark bark, off, so it appears to have white stripes on it. And that's what Jacob did. And then he started in verse 38, and he set the rods, which he had peeled, before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs. And when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. Now, this is something kind of different, isn't it? It's kind of neat there. Is what a plan. You know, I never thought about doing that to help my cattle or whatever I was raising, that they would conceive and give forth a greater and a higher quality of livestock by laying this stick down in the water, this peeled stick. And it was striped with these white stripes to see the bark is off, and then you see the actual wood in them. Well, all this was in God's plan and God's way, and something it's superstitious and some, you know, look at it a lot of different ways, but yeah, it was just God's way of doing it. And God wanted to take care of Jacob. Jacob was God's man. Laban wasn't. Laban had taken advantage of Jacob on several occasions. And here, while he was taking this livestock with him, and he said, you know, I'll take care of that. So every time that, again, I'm going to read, Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of hazel and chestnut tree and peeled the white strikes in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. He set the rods, which had been peeled before the flocks in the gutters, in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. The flocks conceived before the rods and brought forth cattle, ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And so they had, it wasn't the pure at all. It was very evident that it was this part of Jacob's livestock. And Jacob did separate the lambs and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring strakes and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob would lay the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in, so the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and manservants, and camels, and asses. You know, we look at this as Jacob has set out here to take his part. He had worked many years. It's time to go home. It's just right that Jacob would have something to take with him, because number one, the blessings that Laban received because of Jacob's literally being there. And so now, why we have set everything in place, and maybe it seems a little strange here that when the strong cattle would come, he'd lay the rods in, and that way they would be named as Jacob's. And when the weak cattle would come, why, he would let alone, and they would be Laban's. And so Jacob's just continued to be stronger, and Laban's continued to be a little bit weaker. And again, in verse 43, the man increased exceedingly, had much cattle. God just continued to bless him, didn't he? God blessed the efforts of Jacob. Jacob is preparing to go home, and Jacob wanted to take with him what was necessary to care for and to care for his family. And you think about what he had. He had many manservants and maidservants and cattle and asses, and he had the two wives, two handmaidens, 11 sons, and one daughter. Takes a lot to take care of those. And to this point, Jacob really didn't have anything to his name. And here he is returning home, and he needs to supply the needs of his family. God bless that. Now we go to chapter 31. And he heard the words of Laban's sons, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all his this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before. The Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock. Now, as we just read through chapter 31 here, down into the fourth verse, why we find that the Lord is beginning here to set into place that it needs to come to pass. And all this time now, why Laban and his sons, his family, is watching Laban's stock kind of get weak and humble and everything else. And then we find out that it's, then they begin and they think there's something wrong here. And again, and he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's. Remember the agreement? I'm going to take these out. That way there'll be no question of whose is whose. Well, immediately upon the absence of Jacob, even though he was continuing to care for Laban's livestock, Jacob's livestock was the one that was really growing and gaining in number and strength and in quality. And all this was taking place. But the sons, they didn't recognize that, and says, you know, God has really blessed you, and it's wonderful that God is using you. Instead of that, they became jealous of what was going on, and they're saying, thou hast taken away all that was our father's, and of that which our father's hath he gotten all this glory. So they're saying that God didn't make him rich. It's saying that Laban did. And again, let's read that. And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld his countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before. Before, why, Laban had recognized that it was the God of Jacob that had done this, and Jacob's presence that had brought this to him. Well, all of a sudden now things were beginning to change, because that blessing was gone. And the Lord said unto Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. What a beautiful promise that's given unto Jacob here, and I will be with thee. And so, what more does Jacob need? He has now his wages. He has his livestock. He has, as the scripture says, increased exceedingly, as much cattle and maidservants and manservants and camels and asses. All this is in place. It's wonderful as everything has taken place now, and now God is beginning to send him forth. And we're going to notice the next time we come together that there's going to be some trouble here. Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not towards me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. What's the problem today? And you know, that's the sad thing today. So many times people immediately move back into the world. He recognized the blessings of Jacob and Jacob's God upon him. But now that those blessings were gone, why, he didn't turn unto God and praise and honor God, because he could have had something very similar to what Jacob had. But instead of that here, why, he looked at what he was losing, and he doesn't like it. The sons don't like it. It looks like some of their inheritance is leaving, even though it was all done upright. It was done properly. You know, as we look to the Word of God and we study the Word of God, we find that the old human nature is much the same as it was before. It's so important that you come by faith to Jesus Christ and you're saved, please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?